gone for a nude swim, perhaps, and no one would have known.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series. Every Monday, we'll be connecting with Italian wine people. Join us to find out what they're doing and drinking today. This podcast is brought to you by Colangelo & Partners, the leading fine wine and spirits agency in the U.S. Visit Colangelo & Partners on www.colangelopr.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Vinitaly Wine Podcast Lockdown Edition. I'm Paul Yano from Colangelo & Partners. I'm very, very, very lucky to have a special guest joining me. I have Axel Hines, the Estate Director of Portolaia, joining us all the way from Albury today. Axel, how are you under these conditions right now?
Well, I'm fine. You know, this is already starting to smell a little bit like post-lockdown, because Italy is slowly but surely opening up, so we're almost back to normal, really. I mean, we've never stopped, because as you can see, the vineyards have not taken any notice from lockdown, so we were busy in the vineyards since April, doing everything that had to be done. Everything is almost looking like normal life, so we can enjoy here a nice typical spring day in the Villaria vineyards. Well, we do mainly red wines, but on such a day with the sea as a backdrop, I thought a nice glass of white wine would be perfect to celebrate what we hope is going to be the beginning of the end of lockdown.
You know, I have to say, it is, for someone who's cooped up inside, incredibly inspiring to see you outside right now. I think all of us have been craving some sunshine, some fresh air, some fresh breeze. And, for a time there, I'm guessing when you weren't able to go outside, were you getting a little bit stir crazy?
From around Easter time, usually the place is packed with wine lovers, with people visiting estates, going to see the wineries. And when you were driving back and home to work and back home, you would see nobody out in the street, so that was a little bit scary.
Yeah, I imagine that for a town like Bulgari that has such wonderful seaside views, that for it to be completely empty during the start of the spring season must have been a bit of a shock. Did you ever have at any point in time a kind of feeling where you kind of were, you own the place, you could have gone for a nude swim perhaps and no one would have known?
Well, yes, but the water was still a little bit cold for that, so I refrained from my nude swim.
I know that I've been speaking to a lot of winemakers during the pandemic, and obviously a lot of people had free time on their hands. Some people have spent it growing out their beards. Obviously, you are a very well-known and well-groomed man. Were there any sort of points during the lockdown where you just said, you know what, I'm going to let it all go, I'm going to head in a new direction and see what the world brings me?
No, but there were some enjoyable things. I mean, obviously, activity was reduced to the very heart of it, just vineyards, just a little bit of work in the winery, so that left plenty of time for other things, spending a little bit more time with the family, just doing a little bit of stuff which is left behind usually because there's no time for it. So I had a lot of time to dedicate to my other passion, which is making a little bit of music. So I played a lot of guitar and improved my playing, which I believe now is going to be again, declining because there's little time left. We're still in the vineyards, but we have to shoot, as you see, a lot of videos and start to do the usual communication. So as we're back to normal, there's a little bit less time for everything that's not work.
When you aren't working on winery stuff, everyone's life has kind of moved towards Zoom now. Do you find that half your day these days is spent on Zoom and the other half is trying to get away from Zoom?
Yeah, that sounds pretty much like it. I mean, we've been doing obviously a lot of these meetings also during working hours, be it an interview, being at a wine tasting, but also sometimes just staff meetings with people who are doing smart working at home. So it's definitely, I think it's a good point of you saying that you're trying to half the day get away from it, because it seemed very exciting, because obviously with lockdown, everybody was afraid, you know, how are we going to organize ourselves, how are we going to work? Then you discover new tools, so Zoom seems extraordinarily exciting, but now you want to, we're not supposed to touch each other when we're meeting again, but just talking to real people and not only to screen is something that we definitely rediscover with a lot of pleasure.
You know, I know that, you know, as the lockdown starts to wind down, you know, people are starting to think about, you know, where they can travel, people that they can meet. Is there any particular person or place that you're just dying to see, you know, in a professional or non-professional way that it's like, wait a second, I'm back to humanity again?
Yeah, you know, the tough thing when you're an expat, I mean, I've been spending 15 years now in Tuscany, so I kind of feel a local these days, but still being an expat, I've got all my family outside of Italy, so part of it in Germany, part of it in France, and the fact that you know that you can't travel there to meet your people, to meet your family, has definitely been something depressing. So first destinations will be either Munich, because that's where my parents live, or France, Bordeaux, where the other part of the family lives.
Now, you know, when you go to visit your family eventually, and hopefully that'll happen in the next few weeks, is there something from a Venice perspective that you are dying to get your hands on or dying to drink that perhaps you can't find in Bulgaria right now?
No, not really. I mean, I'm still drinking up some old Bordeaux, which I bought when I was still living and working there. So that's not an, and we still have, you know, good wine supply. There's no shortage of good wine shops and occasions to get the wine to one. It's more about sharing and giving wine with people up. But it's not really a problem sourcing the wines.
I think that's you're in a very lucky situation to be surrounded by not only your own incredible estate, but so many others who are focused on quality. Is there a particular ritual or routine food-wise at home that you've been able to really, really sort of lock into to sort of enjoy the bounty of where you're based at the moment?
Well, there is a routine stuff which is kind of lockdown or not lockdown, which is always present. That would be, you know, roast chicken on a Sunday with a nice bottle of wine, and usually only the closest family, so that hasn't really changed. What has changed is that we had a lot of time to really dig deep into Italian cooking, so learning how to make homemade pasta and all that. I mean, even if we've been living in Italy for 15 years, sometimes there's just not enough time to do all the home cooking you'd want to. So we definitely upgraded our skills in typical Italian cooking, be it pappardelle al cinghiale, ravioli, or whatever have you. We are now fit and well trained to do this at home.
So you could actually be, you know, within a few weeks working at Ristorante Onalaya in Zurich now that your culinary skills have come up to par.
Yeah, you'd have to be patient though, because I think that the plates would come out at a very, very, very low pace.
That's slow food, right? That's what you're known for. have you been revisiting any recipes from your childhood growing up that kind of took you back to sort of wanting to connect with family?
No, not really that. The TV stuff is stuff we cook anyway. It was really more about it's because we have time. We basically know how it works, the Italian stuff, so let's just dig deep into it and try to make it as well as we can go.
Is there a particular dish that you're looking forward to, you know, if you do get to visit France or Germany anytime soon that makes the world right again?
Well, one thing I'm missing as I'm from the seaside in Bordeaux, one thing would be a nice dozen of oysters, a nice glass of entre de mer, or if I bring a bottle of Poggio Allegato with me, then why not with a glass of Poggio Allegato?
Well, tell me about Poggio Allegato, because I think that's, you know, considering the beautiful sun and spring weather you've kind of got there at the moment, tell me a little bit about sort of the I guess, the connection between what you're drinking and what you're kind of feeling around you right now.
Well, it's true that springtime, I mean, I'd hate the idea to reduce a wine like Poggio Allegato just to just to spring, because that's the obvious, you know, it's a little bit more of a complex white wine. It can age, so I would love people to enjoy it maybe in the winter, maybe with some richer food, because it's a layered, it's a complex wine, it's a wine that we want to be complex and refined, but definitely also wine made for the long term. So you can drink it in the winter with slightly richer food, and obviously you can drink it now with something lighter, with some, you know, maybe even raw fish or some freshly grilled fish.
No, I think it's a lot of people, when they think of Bulgari, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is reds, and the idea of you know, Mediterranean whites is something that's, I think, a pretty unique proposition to a lot of people. The smells you're smelling out there in the vineyard, you know, do you see that reflected in what you're drinking?
Sure, and you know, it's true that Bulgari's reputation has built itself around the red wines, but it's forgetting also that before the red wines became famous, most of the wines that were being produced in this area were either white or rosé, because you're close to the sea, so that was a little bit the thing to do. Only recently, though, I must say that beyond saying, of course, in the summer you need a little white wine just to drench your thirst, everybody has started to become a little bit more ambitious about the whites, because there is definitely a way to produce not only great reds, but also interesting whites in this slightly more Mediterranean and sunny style.
Yeah, I think that hopefully everyone, once the lockdown ends, goes out and supports local restaurants, goes out, supports local artisan providors and suppliers, and, you know, gets to have some great fish, gets to visit a wine shop, gets to order off a menu, really, really enjoy, some of the new releases that are coming out of the supplier. One thing that I really, really want to ask you, with lockdown hopefully ending soon, is there anything that you're going to miss about the isolation? Are you going to miss not having to wear a suit?
The very isolation. Just having time, you know, not to think about anything else, to concentrate on yourself, to dedicate some time to your passions outside of work. It's probably going to be missed. Now we're happy, you know, to be back in action, but I'm sure in a couple of months' time, we'll have nice memories about, you know, this time of introspection, of meditation, which had its positive sides as well.
Do you think the lockdown's changed, you know, your general outlook on life and how you're going to interact with people moving forward, now that there's a shared bond?
We'll have to see. For sure, it gave us a lot of time to think about virtually everything in our lives. And I hope it's the most positive side around it will be to, you know, have us change what we became aware is not quite right. But, you know, it's difficult to say now, because now everybody's eager to go back as much as possible to normal life. And I hope that some of the thoughts that we accumulated during this lockdown will survive and lead us to, you know, change a couple of things which we believe need to be changed.
Yeah, I know for one, I'm looking forward to hopefully visiting your beautiful part of the world again sometime soon when everything opens up. And I know that hopefully with Italy leading the way in terms of opening things up again, it can provide a pathway for the rest of the world to once again get back to normal, to enjoying wine, good food, good company, and shared cultural interests in you know what you do.
Right, we are ready anyway. As soon as you can, we are ready to host you. Be sure of that.
So, Axel, knowing that we are coming to the end of our wonderful conversation, is there any sort of message that you just want to say to the folks out there who are listening to the Vinily podcast as we're heading into the end of the lockdown?
Well, stay safe, everybody. Let's not get carried away by the perspective of lockdown ending. Let's do whatever we need to keep the situation under control, and once everything is going to be safe, let's open a few nice bottles of wine that we can finally share, because the single most frustrating thing as not only a winemaker but also as a wine lover was the fact of virtually having to drink all the wines I open alone or just with a close family. I think wine is at its most enjoyable when it's shared, apart from thinking that one bottle of wine for one single person might be a little bit too much. I've got a few Belgian friends who would definitely disagree with that. But I think wine's all about sharing. So even if you can do that on a Zoom conference, it's never the same than opening a bottle and filling four glasses and sitting around the same table. So let's make sure that with a lot of discipline and a lot of attention, we can all end up in a situation where we'll be able to do that again.
Wonderful. Well, Axel, I certainly can't wait until we're able to share a glass of wine again.
Sorry?
Okay. I certainly can't wait until we have the opportunity to share a glass again. I'd like to thank you for joining us on the Vinidley International podcast, Lockdown Edition. Stay safe. Continue doing all the great things that you're doing online. And we're looking forward to your upcoming next batch of releases.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to, I was happy for a couple of months not having to travel, but that's definitely time to go back on the road, meet people, share impressions about the wine. So let's be patient for a brief moment of time, and I'm sure towards the end of the year, after harvest, we'll meet again in some place.
Bye to everybody. Thank you very much for your time.
And salute, as we say.
Chin chin. Take care, my good friend.
See you next Monday for another virtual wine journey Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series.